with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in. I am Ben Donnelly. This is Try It in Focus. Comes on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock here on WSNC. We talk to important people about important things in the Winston-Salem and the Triad area. This morning, my guest is Julie Lanford. She's the Wellness Director of Cancer Services, Inc., here in Winston-Salem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's fun to be here, bright and early.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself. First of all, tell me a little bit about Cancer Services.
Yeah, so we are a local nonprofit agency, and we've been in Winston-Salem since 1955. So long time. A lot of people don't realize that we are actually independent. So we're a United Way partner agency here in Forsyth County and in a couple of the surrounding areas. But we supported people in over 50 counties in North Carolina in the past year. So, yeah, it's just we're a place for people facing cancer to come and get resources and support, and also a place where we do programs to reduce risk in our community.
Wonderful. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Julie Lanford?
So I am actually a dietitian by training, and I worked at local cancer centers here in Winston-Salem before coming over to Cancer Services. And kind of the cool thing is when I worked at the cancer centers, I knew how much Cancer Services made a difference to my patients. So I'd always be referring them over for assistance and for support, and I would volunteer to do programs. So it was just a really great opportunity to be able to come over and do wellness programs. And it's kind of a really nice environment in the office. So I would like to come to meetings at Cancer Services because it kind of felt like you were coming out of the rat race into a place of calm and, you know, just getting together with other people who care.
Where are you from originally?
So grew up in California, the Bay Area. And then when I was 15, we moved to Wilmington, North Carolina. So it was a little different, but at least I still had the coast. Mm-hmm. And then came to NC State for my undergraduate degree, biology, and then went to UNC for a master's in public health and the dietitian training.
So how did you end up in Winston-Salem?
My husband actually got a job in Greensboro. And when I was looking for work after doing my master's, I played Ultimate Frisbee in Winston-Salem. And I just liked Winston. And so I looked for jobs here. And so once I had employment in Winston, I told my husband, hey, you know, I think we should move to Winston-Salem because, you know, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
So we've been here for, 12, 13 years now, and we really like it.
Have you been with Cancer Services?
I have my 10-year anniversary with Cancer Services in March. So, I mean, I think that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
It's a great place. You know, we do a lot of meaningful work, and that in itself, we have great staff. Everybody works together. Our office culture is amazing. So, no reason to even think about going anywhere else.
Great. So let's transition into what kind of services do you provide at Cancer Services?
So I sort of describe it. We do comprehensive cancer support. So we do not offer treatments, but we very much come alongside the treatment centers in Winston-Salem to offer financial assistance. Finances, especially around healthcare, and cancer is one of the most expensive types of diagnoses that you could get. Finances, people can be pushed into financial crisis when they've never faced it before. So we do a lot with that. We also have wigs. We have prosthesis and medical equipment and things that people might need after treatment. And then we offer a lot of support and wellness and helping people to feel as well as they can during their treatments, but also to be healthy as possible during and after their treatments finish.
Well, I've heard that term used around a lot, wellness. How do you define wellness?
Yeah, it's a very fuzzy, like, what does that really mean? Mm-hmm. I tell people I'm the wellness director at Cancer Services, and who knows what that really means. But the way we look at it at our office, you know, wellness is really about improving your quality of life. So it's, you know, sure, it's about keeping good health in your body for as long as you can. But it also is about feeling well today and looking forward to tomorrow. So a lot of what we do is, okay, Is it anxiety? Is it stress? Is it that you need connection with other people who know what it's like? Is it that you want to know what types of foods or how to be physically active? And also where to turn for help? So sort of directing them to the experts when they have concerns.
What sort of experts are you talking about?
So if somebody has medical questions, we would help them access what they would need through their treatment centers. If they are in need of emotional support, are there counselors around? We know of great resources for that. If it's a caregiver who's struggling with, how to take care of themselves while they're also taking care of somebody. Nutrition, who's the expert? Where should they go if they want to do physical activity programs that are safe so they don't, cause harm with their good intentions is kind of the reason you want an expert.
Where are you located?
So we are on Maplewood Avenue, right off of Hawthorne Road. So 3175 Maplewood Avenue is our physical address. It's a pretty easy place to get to. Either if they're treated at Novant Cancer Center or Baptist Cancer Center, it's on the bus line. So right near where Maplewood and Hawthorne intersect.
If people are trying to get in touch with you, do you have a website?
We do have a website. It's cancerservicesonline.org. Our phone number is 760-9983. And we actually, you can come to our office anytime. It doesn't require an appointment. We actually have people who will, greet you and show you around. You don't have to schedule that ahead of time.
How do people find out about you? Do they get in touch? Is there a referral service?
It doesn't require a referral, but okay. A lot of times, their treatment centers are recommending that they come over and see us. Or we actually have advocates contracted to be on site at both treatment centers in Winston-Salem because of all the support we offer. So many people have, met our staff, but they haven't actually been in our building. We get a lot of referrals by fax, and then we reach out to people over the phone. A lot of times it's just word of mouth. So someone who has received our services tells somebody else. And so kind of across the board, we'll take, referrals from anywhere.
I'm getting a sense from the way that you're talking about your job that you enjoy, that you get some satisfaction from it.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
It's very meaningful. And our clients are very thankful for what we offer. A lot of them become volunteers or they help us to identify funding opportunities to make sure that we can keep doing what we're doing. So it feels like we're just a part of the community and having such a great support through people here who want to make sure that we're available when somebody needs it is a great way to kind of give someone a hug. is to provide that care.
That sounds good. If you've just tuned in, this is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, and my guest this morning is Julie Lanford. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Julie in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around right here on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we answer the burning question, do Latinos cry more? And Jaime Camil gives us a lesson on how to cry on camera.
And then on the fourth deep breath, you open your eyelids very slowly and then do not blink.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC.
Is Africa a place? Is it the people? Is it politics, culture, and art? What does Africa mean to you? Africa Well Now Project is a program that will seek to answer these and other complex questions by engaging in non-traditional discussions with scholars, artists, journalists, activists, and others who examine various issues that exist in the entire African world. I am your host and producer, James Pope. Africa World Now Project Collective consists of international media journalist, producer, and activist Moise Montali, and Africa World Now Project media correspondent Funa Ngunda. I look forward to spending each week bringing you content from and about the African world that you will not hear anywhere else.
Wednesday at 8 on 90.5 WSNC. You're tuned in to Triad on Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, Winston-Salem State University, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and talk to important people in the Winston-Salem and the Triad area. My guest this morning is Julie Lanford. She is the Wellness Director at Cancer Services, Inc. here in Winston-Salem. Julie, again, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more. We've talked a little bit off the air about your background. What is it? Tell me a little bit more about where you come from and how you chose this as a career.
Yeah, so I had always been interested in nutrition, and I think once I was in college, I studied biology, so a lot about the human body. It fascinated me how our body works, how it, you know, kind of takes care of itself. When things go wrong, how does that happen and what do we do about it? So nutrition was a logical field for me. And so I did to be a dietitian, you have to do your degree, you do an internship. I did a master's in public health. And when I did my master's in public health, it was almost like everything came together. So for me, working with people, you know, in the hospital was interesting and all of that, but really in the community, I found more of my passion. And working with cancer patients, when my grandma was diagnosed with lymphoma, I had a family friend who was also diagnosed with a blood cancer and started to sort of see a picture of what life was like after a cancer diagnosis. And then through my work, I actually became close friends with somebody who was facing melanoma. Yep. Diagnosis. And he was really interested in being physically active and, okay, but what exactly do I need to eat to stay as healthy as possible? And that sort of steered me towards this area of survivorship, which is a hot topic, is what I would say, that a lot of people, because of the advances in treatment, they're living a long time after a diagnosis. Mm. And very interested in, well, how can I optimize my survivorship? How can I make sure I'm as healthy as possible? I want to be around as long as I can to be with my family, to enjoy what gives my life meaning. And so all of these things kind of came together. And Cancer Services was a logical place to do that, where I could not just do nutrition, but also incorporate all the other areas of support and health and ways to be healthy after a diagnosis and treatment. So I actually started writing a website that we use for Cancer Services as well. It's cancerdietitian.com, where we answer those questions about nutrition and cancer and try to give people the practical tools they need to live healthy after a diagnosis. And oftentimes it's the same information we tell people to reduce risk. Mm. So kind of a fun place to share ideas about recipes and debunk myths and just have a community of people online who are interested in this topic.
So what sort of I don't want you to have to tell us what all the myths are, but what are the frequently asked questions that you get about?
Yeah, so lots of questions about, well, should I eat meat or not? Should I eat sugar or not? Kind of a common myth that I hear is, oh, well, sugar feeds cancer, so I should not eat it, right? And you know, oftentimes there's a teeny bit of truth in what somebody might say, and then it's blown out of proportion. So I find a lot of people, they find their information on some random website online, and I don't know why we believe that more than we believe sometimes our common sense.
Yeah.
So a lot of what I do is, okay, let's bring it back to understanding how the body works, and does that make sense? And do we have research to actually support that? And so what we know is that we want people to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. That's kind of, you know, our bottom line. So I say stay calm and eat your vegetables to keep it simple. But yeah, so lots of myth busting goes on.
So is that what you're talking about when you talk about something that's good for prevention and for?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Lots of plant foods is what we focus on. People can consume meat or dairy products in kind of small, what we would call moderation. But really the most important thing is that they get enough fruits and vegetables for their bodies to get those nutrients that they need.
Is there some sort of a causal link that's been found between any specific kinds of meats?
Colorectal cancer has some links between red meat, if you eat too much of it, and processed meats that have preservatives in them.
Meaning?
So things that I say, if it hangs on a hook in the grocery store and, you know, this is February and it says that the meat is good until July, mm-hmm. probably not great for you. Mm-hmm. And it also depends how often you have it. You know, if you have like a hot dog is a processed meat. If you have a hot dog 3-4 times a year, that's not a problem. If you have a hot dog every day of the week, that, you know, that's a different story. And then with red meat, the link we see is when people consume more than 18 ounces a week of red meat. So
about how much is that?
Well, so if you go to a steakhouse, most people know you're not going to find a steak that's less than like 9 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburger meat, you know, if you're looking at 16 ounces as a pound. So there's a math lesson for, you know, all the kids out there.
I was hoping you wouldn't make me have to do the math on it. If you've just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNCRadio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly. I'm speaking to Julie Lanford. She is the Wellness Director of Cancer Services here in Winston-Salem. And we'll be continuing to talk to her for a while here. We're not taking a break just yet, but we will in a few minutes. But getting back to what you're talking about, as your background as a nutritionist, I'm very interested to hear more of what you have to say about what do people ask about.
Yeah. So other things people ask about, of course, is like the latest craziness that some celebrity has recommended, you know. So a lot of people are asking about the alkaline diet. Is that necessary? The ketogenic diet, is that necessary? So when it comes to things like alkaline foods or acid foods, there's no foods that actually can change the pH of your body. So the premise of that diet is pretty much just false. You wouldn't want your body to change its pH too much because that means you probably wouldn't survive it. The only thing you can really change in your body's pH is the pH of your urine, which doesn't necessarily correlate to better or worse health. But what you find is you dig down and figure out, well, what does this diet actually recommend? And, you know, it recommends more fruits and vegetables and less processed foods. So I can't really argue with that part.
Yeah.
The keto diet that's more popular right now, it's sort of morphed out of the paleo diet where people were sort of not allowed to eat carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. And even they were limiting their healthy carbohydrates.
Going back to the Atkins diet.
Atkins and South Beach, those are the old school ones for anybody who remembers those. It's like 10 years ago, the maintenance phases, you were allowed to consume healthy carbohydrates. So if you actually read the books and sort of stuck to that part, it was okay. But most people, they just want to follow this list of can't and can. And usually they're fad diets and they work for a little while, but nobody wants to eat that way their whole life.
Mm.
So, you know, things like the keto diet and the paleo diet, if they eliminate entire food groups, it's usually a sign that it's not healthy. And, you know, for most of us, our common sense tells us, hey, we can eat things in moderation. But what a lot of people don't recognize is when sort of their habits have shifted to a point where it's no longer moderation and they're eating ice cream for dinner. And of course, that's not healthy, you know. So how often we have things. And also, rather than focusing on the negatives of, well, I can't have this or I shouldn't have that, I prefer to keep it positive, more fun in terms of, well, actually the point of eating is to nourish your body so you can function at your best. So why don't we focus on the things that our body actually needs? So what are the nutrients and how do we get those foods that give our body the nutrients it needs? And when you start focusing on, well, let me fill up on the things that I really need to function at my best, the other things sort of fall into place and you don't have to have this negative mindset of, you know, where eating is now a chore or something you don't look forward to.
You're thinking about the do's, not the don'ts.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Focus on the do's. That should be, eating should be fun and positive and nourishing.
So if somebody has interest in cancer services and they want to find out and want to get in touch with you, how do people normally do that?
So we are on Maplewood Avenue. Of course, you can come in. But for a lot of people, they just call us. So 760-9983 is our phone number. We do presentations in the community. So if you are part of a church or a community group, we can come out and talk to you about our services at Cancer Services. We can give you information on facts about cancer and how to reduce risk. We can connect you or your company to resources that might be beneficial. We actually have a whole education team. So I'm one of four educators, and we go out and do programs in churches and in rec centers. In partnership with the food bank, we offer classes called Cooking Matters, where we teach healthy eating around budget-minded. So some people think, well, healthy eating is expensive. It doesn't have to be expensive. But you do have to put a little bit of effort in yourself, plan ahead, and also have the tools to know what kinds of things should I buy at the grocery store and which kinds of recipes can I make that are healthy and budget friendly. So that class is really popular. Our educators do it a lot. And then I will come out and do education programs both for populations of people who are facing cancer, but also people who just want to know how to reduce risk. We are a nonprofit here, so we don't charge for our programs, and we are available. You know, we just have to know ahead of time when you would want us to come out. And then we have a whole advocate team in our office and in the cancer centers to help people during their treatment and after a diagnosis to access what they need. So online, we're cancerservicesonline.org, and there's a contact us button on there as well. And we're, of course, on Facebook and LinkedIn. So, you know, different ways that people can find us. However they find us, fine for us. We're just ready to help with whatever is needed.
And if people go into Google and type cancer services,
yep, cancer services Winston-Salem, we should pop up as the first thing.
Wonderful. If you're just tuning in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest in the studio live this morning is Julie Lanford. She is the wellness director at Cancer Services, Inc. here in Winston-Salem. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
What do you call an artist with a Nigerian father, a Roma mother, raised in Germany and France, and living in Brooklyn? A 21st century citizen, that's what. I'm Shija Oyinka. Join me for music from musicians with feet in many worlds. Next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI Public Radio International.
I grew up listening to Michael and Astaire, Prince and Mahmoud.
This evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
On this week's On the Media, a look at humanity's ancient and everlasting drinking problem and how one scientist may have cooked up a new synthetic solution.
I realized there were substances out there that actually could replicate some of the positive effects of alcohol, but be much, much less harmful.
A toast to progress on the next On the Media from WNYC.
And that's coming up today at 7 o'clock right here on 90.5. This is Try It in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly, and we come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we talk to important people about important things in the Winston-Salem area. My guest this morning is Julie Lanford. She is Wellness Director for Cancer Services here in Winston-Salem. Julie, again, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for making me feel so important.
Oh, yeah. You're important enough to be on the radio, right?
That's right. So.
We were talking a little bit about your background as a dietitian and the services, the cancer services provide. Let's talk about cancer survivors. What should they do?
So a lot of cancer survivors think that maybe there's a special diet they're supposed to follow because they've been diagnosed with cancer. And so I remind them that actually when we look at research, we find that the evidence-based recommendations for cancer survivors is to follow the recommendations for cancer risk reduction. So generally, it's the same information we're telling the public on healthy eating, which is consume a lot of plant-based foods, make sure that you get adequate amounts of protein and spread throughout the day. The one thing I'll say is that depending on someone's treatment, so if they've had surgeries to their GI tract or they've had radiation that causes them any kind of digestive issues, sometimes that will – we have to tailor what the person can consume, but that all comes down to an individual basis. So for the most part, when I'm working with my classes of survivors, I'm encouraging them to eat more plants and to think about, okay, when you sit down to eat, is half your plate covered in fruits and vegetables? Are you eating plant foods or plant proteins some of the time? Remembering that beans, nuts, seeds, soy foods all have proteins and they come from plants. So you kind of get this double bonus that it's a vegetable but also a protein. They usually come with lots of fiber, which is good for us as well. And most Americans do not consume enough fiber. So those are things, you know, I have kind of a list. What I like to do is talk with my clients about, okay, there are several different diets that we know are healthy. So it's February, but in January, the U.S. News and Report puts out a ranking of the best diets to promote health. The DASH diet is number one. This year, tied for with the DASH diet is the Mediterranean diet. So the DASH diet stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. It was originally designed to help people with high blood pressure to keep that managed. And what we find is it does work with that, but it's also just overall a really healthy diet. And because it was developed essentially by a government-funded program, there's not a lot of marketing around it. So people maybe haven't heard of it, or they're like, well, what is that? How come I don't see celebrities advertising that, right? Because it's not a profit-making diet. But it's so great. And it gives you good guidelines on what to eat on a regular basis. So that diet, the Mediterranean diet, the anti-inflammatory diet, the government's My Plate is what it's called. It used to be the Pyramid. And then the New American Plate from the American Institute for Cancer Research, great guides, and they all have some pretty common themes. And they are 4 to 5 cups of fruits and vegetables combined every day. If you like more vegetables, eat more vegetables. You like more fruits, eat more fruits. You know, to me, I'm like, I don't care which one it is. Just put it on the fork and get it in your mouth and chew it and swallow it. That's the biggest thing. Especially with cancer survivors, we've done surveys, you know, to see, well, okay, are they a more motivated population to be extra healthy? And we find out a lot of times cancer survivors are actually consuming fewer fruits and vegetables than the general public.
Really? Do you know why?
Possibly when they went through treatment, they had a lot of side effects, you know, nausea or not feeling well, that just kind of changed some of their habits. And then they kind of got stuck there, and they didn't revert back, or they didn't change into a more healthy eating pattern. Legitimately, some people really don't feel well, or they can't digest them very well. So that's when I work with them one-on-one to find some solutions. But I think part of it is sometimes we just don't pay attention to exactly what we're choosing to put in our bodies. And so we all know the average typical American is not consuming the healthiest diet. So we probably don't want to model off of that. We want to kind of get people to make some of the more healthy choices, which can still be simple and delicious. But it sometimes just needs a little bit of tweaking.
Usually just more plants.
Yes, lots more plants. And the fun thing about living here is that if somebody grew up here, they know how to cook fruits and vegetables in ways that they enjoy. And a lot of people grow a garden. I mean, I don't know, my first summer in Winston-Salem and giving people advice, I used to do diabetes education. And it came July and August, and my clients were crazy about tomatoes. And I was like, what is going on? It's like tomato fever. And now I've lived here long enough, it's like you really look forward to, okay, tomato season's coming, right? Because they taste so delicious they're fresh.
When they're really ripe.
Yeah, and you can grow them yourselves, and most people know how to grow them. And so when you're connected to foods that are nourishing, but also you look forward to them and they're really good. Apple season, also people get really excited around it. So to me, that's the way that we want to kind of approach eating, is we want it to be fun. We want to be connected to where our food comes from and who grows it for us, but also to keep it simple. Nobody wants it to be complicated, especially I have kids, and you know, the last thing we need is to make them feel guilty about food choices, you know, but we should make it fun for them to try new foods.
Well, thank you for coming in. Julie Lanford, the Wellness Director at Cancer Services, thank you for coming in to Triad and Focus.
It's been great. Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Donnelly. This is Triad and Focus. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. Our website is wsncradio.org, and we have archived editions of different programs available on that website. Go and check that out when you get an opportunity. We have Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman coming up in just a few moments. And, of course, more of the best in all kinds of music and everything related to jazz right here on 90.5 WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. Thank you. 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
There's nothing partisan or political about protecting dreamers, yet our dreamers hang in limbo with a cruel cloud of fear and uncertainty above them. The Republican moral cowardice must end.
Congress votes to end a brief government shutdown, but the spending bill offers no protection for dreamers, the young undocumented immigrants. We go to Korea for the latest on the opening ceremonies at the Olympics.
So today, the Olympics begin in Pyeongchang, South Korea, and North and South Korean athletes will be marching together in the opening ceremony carrying a One Korea flag. This is extraordinary. We would have never imagined.